and Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Iraq and the United States begin formal talks to end the coalition mission in the country. AP correspondent Karen Shemis reports.
The United States and Iraq held a first session of formal talks in Baghdad. The talks are aimed at winding down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani said in a statement that he sponsored the beginning of the talks. Washington has had a continuous presence in Iraq since its 2003 invasion. Although all U.S. combat forces left in 2011, thousands of troops returned to Iraq in 2014 to help the government of Iraq defeat the Islamic State. I'm Karen Shemas.
The situation involving attacks by Yemen-based Houthi rebels on vessels in the Red Sea and the subsequent military response by the U.S. and its allies has escalated in the last 24 hours. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Early Saturday, the U.S. Central Command announced its forces had conducted a strike against a Houthi anti-ship missile installation in Yemen. That strike came after the rebels fired on the USS Kearney, a destroyer which intercepted the missile. It was the first time the rebels had directly attacked a U.S. warship. Late Friday, the Iranian-backed Houthis struck an oil tanker, the Marlin Luanda, causing a fire which burned until Saturday. Director General of the Institute of Export and International Trade, Marco Forgani, told the BBC the strike on the tanker marked an expansion of the Houthi attacks on two fronts.
From the Red Sea to the Gulf of Aden, so geographical extension, and also with the type of weapons. The missile used was a ballistic missile, and the Houthis started their attacks in the Red Sea using drones. So we're seeing a technological expansion and a geographical extension.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events 24 hours a day at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Some of the grounded Boeing 737 MAX jets are back in the air after safety inspectors cleared them to fly. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Alaska Airlines has been allowed to resume a limited number of flights with its MAX 9 jets, which were grounded earlier this month after a panel blew out the side of a jet that had just left Portland, Oregon, January 5th. The FAA ordered Alaska and United Airlines, which also uses the MAX 9, to conduct detailed visual inspections of the door plugs, adjust the fasteners, and fix any issues they find. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker says after inspecting door plugs on 40 other jets, he's confident they will be safe as long as the new inspection process is followed. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The U.S. government is condemning the decision of Venezuela's highest court to block the presidential candidacy of opposition leader Maria Corina Machado. The Biden administration, however, on Saturday remained noncommittal on reimposing economic sanctions against Venezuela, as it has threatened to do if the government of Nicolas Maduro fails to level the playing field ahead of a planned presidential election. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the U.S. is, quote, currently reviewing its Venezuela sanctions policy. Machado is a longtime government foe and former lawmaker. She won the presidential primary organized by the faction of the opposition backed by the U.S. The Biden administration has approved the sale of F-16 fighters to Turkey following the Turkish government's ratification this week of Sweden's membership in NATO. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
A U.S. official says the State Department notified Congress of its approval of the sale, along with a companion sale of advanced F-35 fighter jets to Greece late Friday. The move came just hours after Turkey deposited its instrument of ratification for Sweden's accession to the alliance. NATO ally Turkey has long sought to upgrade its F-16 fleet and had made its ratification of Sweden's membership contingent on the approval of the sale of 40 new planes. The Biden administration had long supported the sale, but several lawmakers had expressed objections. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
French farmers have threatened to converge on Paris in the coming days to show their anger. Traffic barricades across the country have only been partially lifted Saturday. The government announced a series of measures Friday, but the farmers say these do not fully address their demands. The farmers want better remuneration for their produce, less red tape, and protection against cheap imports. The protest has spread in recent days across the country. Protesters are using their tractors to shut down long stretches of roads and slow traffic. Highway operator Vinci Autoroutes said one major highway heading through southern France is still closed Saturday, but the main route to Spain has been reopened. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.